Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Oh, time's a-wasting. I'm out here in rush hour, 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. Welcoming Sarah Freistadt from the Chicago Tribune. Good evening, Sarah. Thanks for being with us.
Good evening.
Are you in traffic right now?
Thankfully, I am not.
This is this article that you reported on in the Tribune is really sort of startling. Losing hours sitting in traffic by year. How is that number, wherever it's applied, in any city, how is that number arrived at?
So this story was based on a study that looked at a few different measures. The one that was very startling for us here was how many hours we spend, you know, how many hours we lost sitting in traffic congestion as Chicago drivers. They found in the pandemic in 2021, even with traffic down, it was 104 hours that the average driver spent lost to traffic congestion. So that's, you know, a little bit over 4 days spent sitting in traffic.
Gosh.
It's not a little bit of time. So
and that's during the pandemic. We don't have any figures on what it's like in, you know, in the good old days before the coronavirus, do we?
Yes, we do. And believe it or not, that is quite a bit lower than it was in 2019 when drivers spent 145 hours stuck in traffic.
Ah, yes, no, that makes sense. Although 104 hours still sounds more than enough. Where does that rank among other major U.S. cities?
So that's actually the most hours stuck in traffic of any U.S. city in 2021. Not such great news for us here in Chicago.
Wow. My goodness. What are the worst? Are there certain areas of town on the expressway systems that have more backups and more time in traffic than others?
Yes, of course. So the study, this one particular study, found that I guess the two worst parts, the two worst stretches of road in this area for traffic delays were the number one was the Stevenson from, you know, just about I-90, right about the city of Chicago, mm-hmm. out to Cicero Avenue. And then the Eisenhower heading east from 294 to Harlem Avenue. So I think anyone who's driven those stretches of road might not be too surprised to hear that. But
yeah. Also, obviously, construction projects on those highways contributes greatly to these hours, don't you think? I mean, I've tried to make the, God, it seemed like it went on for 5,000 years, coming in on the Kennedy, the Dan Ryan, rather, and up around the bend and trying to take it onto the Eisenhower going west. It was insane. I mean, it's like you're sitting on the ramp for at least 10 or 15 minutes. So, I mean, construction obviously has something to do with these conclusions, don't they?
Well, you know, the study didn't quite get into the specific reasons behind it. But certainly we do know driving around, anyone who's driven around the city can take a look at at the construction and see where that's happening.
I see in the article that you put a price tag on some of this. $1,622 in time wasted for the average Chicago driver and $5.8 billion for the city. That would seem, if that's true, that would seem that there should be steps taken to rectify the situation, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's the dollar value of the time that drivers spend, you know, stuck sitting. So it's certainly throws things into perspective.
Well, I don't think people are going to stop driving. And, I mean, Americans love to drive. I love to drive. Having a car is like a rite of passage, getting your driver's license, the whole nine yards. I mean, it's only going to increase. What steps could ever be taken to lower these hours?
So that's interesting. I did ask the authors of the study about that because I was curious, what do we do about this problem? And they told me, obviously, this is just one perspective, but they told me it really comes down to getting people off the road at peak times, at rush hour, basically. You know, there's environmental benefits to doing that. There's certainly cost benefits, saving drivers, you know, all that wasted time. It's kind of a team effort to do that, right? So that's on the government officials charged with managing roads. That's on employers accommodating workers and maybe, you know, incentivizing them to get to work in a different way than driving in the car by themselves, mm-hmm. or working from home some days or coming in at off times. And it's on individual drivers to change their habits. So that the study authors, you know, that's their feeling about it. It's a team effort, I guess.
Would that include expansion of roadways? I mean, anything that I can think of only would contribute to the congestion until it was concluded.
So the million-dollar question, and I was wondering about that too, because the two stretches of road that are were named most congested, those are actually both candidates for road work and widening under the federal infrastructure, the recently passed infrastructure bill. So I was curious about that.
You're taking me back. You're taking me back. I remember years ago, we're going to fix the Dan Ryan. And it lasted forever. It was a nightmare for everybody. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No. Nobody likes sitting in construction traffic. I hear that. But you know, the answer I got, I asked if those projects will they solve this? And the answer I got from these study authors was that, strategically targeting bottlenecks, for example, like there's a stretch of two, part of this stretch of the Eisenhower, it reduces from four lanes to three. So targeting, you know, bottlenecks like that, is probably better than adding miles and miles of new road. But unfortunately there's no silver bullet. There's no magic answer. We all wish there was, but.
Okay. So you said that Chicago, with the hours lost, is number one in the United States with the most hours lost. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about Los Angeles? I've been in Los Angeles, and I've driven in Los Angeles traffic, and it's way worse than Chicago traffic. The expressways are wider. I think people have seen picture after picture of Los Angeles rush hour, where it's just the highway. You can't see the highway because there's a car everywhere. And I know that, you know, I have daughters and son-in-law who live there, and they won't drive from X place to Y place if it's a certain time of day. They just won't go. They'll wait till sometime later. I can't believe that Chicago has more time wasted sitting in traffic than they do in L.A.
Well, unfortunately, it looks like we do.
Wow.
Let's see. In 2021, so we lost Chicago drivers spent 104 hours sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
Los Angeles drivers this year spent 62 hours sitting in traffic.
I can't wait to make a phone call after I get off the air. Nah, nah. Quit whining out there. You're only losing 62 hours. We lost 104. That is incredible. Well, you know, I think these backups on roads and construction on roads, and it's almost like as soon as you finish your update on a certain roadway, it's already overrun with the new traffic that's coming on. But, you know, that's something I think that, you know, if I drive from, say, somewhere in Indiana to WGN, it takes me like an hour. And people go, well, it takes an hour. I said, well, that's not so bad. I say, anytime you want to turn on the radio in the afternoon or in the morning and see what the travel time is from downtown to O'Hare, it's way more than that. So it's just something we got to deal with. Thank you so much for being with us, Sarah. It's an intriguing set of statistics that you've brought to us. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Of course. Thank you.
You bet.